Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dumphy. We've got a big series starting tonight, Brewers and Braves. We got Miz on the mound. And joining us for Brewers 360, the president of business operations for your Milwaukee Brewers, Rick Schlesinger. Hello, Rick.
Good morning.
Hey, wanted to ask you, because I know that Telly knows a lot of these names too, that great success last year with the home run derby you guys did. This year, doing something a little bit different, but still similar vibes, the Alumni Legends game that's going to take place.
Right. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. It's Friday, July 24. We've got an unusual 3:10 p.m. start. So as soon as that game ends, we will have a three-inning alumni game. We've got Ryan Braun, Yovani Gallardo, Jeff Jenkins, Mike Moustakas, Ben Sheets. We have a total of 32 players who have committed. So as we get these names out there, I think the fans will have a lot of fun watching these guys play. And we've got Doug Melvin and Gord Asch are the honorary GMs. Ed Cedar and Garth Orge are the managers. So, yeah, it's great to have these guys come back, and I know they'll put on a good show for the fans.
Hey, Rick, maybe we can turn the clock back and we can go and do those interviews we used to do at the Point all the time all those years ago.
It's not a bad idea. I mean, we can bring back a lot of cool things. I remember spending a lot of time with Telly out there.
Right. But, Rick, I wanted to ask you, with the success of last year's home run derby and the response you got from Brewers fans, who it seemed like 40,000 plus stayed after the game to watch this home run derby, did you feel like, okay, how can we build off of this, and what how is the process or the timeline, the thinking process of making it, I mean, not just a home run derby, but an alumni legends game?
Yeah, no, I think it's a great question. So we had a lot of fun with it, and we said, you know, let's try to do something a little different next year and maybe, you know, bring the home run derby back the following year. So, you know, I think we wanted to try different things that are sort of old school. And there used to be these alumni games. Telly, you're old enough to remember, you know, when they had them, they brought back the Legends players and they played games and they had a lot of fun.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
they sort of went out of style. Mm-hmm. And so I think this will be another hit. And then I think we'll bring the home run derby back for sure. And my philosophy is, you know, try different things. The things that are successful, you know, bring them into the queue. The things that don't work, either tweak them or get rid of them. But yeah, I think the fans are going to really enjoy this one. I'm looking forward to it.
So the Alumni Legends game is Friday, July 24th. It's against the Rockies. And, well, it's after the Rockies game. And like last year,
we won't be playing the Rockies alumni. I mean, Larry Walker and Todd Helton.
Right.
Have an advantage, you know.
One thing we should point out, too, that this is one of those times where it's an early start, right? That Friday start time will be in the middle of the afternoon. That way you can add this game after, and it wouldn't be midnight by the time you're getting out of there.
Exactly. And with the game times being shorter, I think it'll be, you know, people come to the ballpark for the Rockies Brewers game and then stay. It's not like they're spending 15 hours at the ballpark. It'll be a lot of fun to watch. Now we'll have like 14 inning game before that. But it's a 3:10 start, which is unusual, but I think, you know, players like it. I think the fans are going to like it. And again, the post game alumni show will start right afterwards.
Rick, is this going to be a 7-inning game or a 9-inning game?
The regular game will be 9 innings unless we need to go longer, but the alumni game will be 3 innings.
Yeah, that's
okay. Yeah, I was going to say.
Telly, a little old.
Right, and I know a lot of these guys don't want to get out there and pull something that they haven't used in a long time.
I don't need injuries. I want happy alumni so they come back, and I don't want them cursing me.
As far as the team on the field right now, obviously on this road trip, a huge series against the Braves, but when they're back home, don't look now, but here come the Cubs. Is there tickets available for that upcoming Cubs series?
Very few tickets available. There's a smattering of upper level tickets. Okay. All three games will be sold out. If there's fans who want to come, I would encourage them to quickly go on to Brewers.com to see what's left, and we'll do some standing room only. Yeah, it's going to be a heck of a series, and you know, it's always drama and excitement when the Cubs come into town, and you know, these games are meaningful, divisional games against a good team. They're playing better. And we got to just keep them in the rearview mirror and keep them behind us in the standings.
We should also point out that is going to be the unveiling, too, of the UW Credit Union Plaza, right?
Absolutely. We're going to unveil the Credit Union Plaza at 4:30 on that Friday, so literally a week away. If people have walked by, they see the giant cow, which is part of the play yard. Yeah. We've got mini golf. We're going to have food trucks, and then that's phase one. And then, you know, next season, phase two, we'll have fixed concession areas. We're going to have a music stage. We're going to have a beer garden and, you know, just a lot of fun, a great place to activate, great social gathering space for the fans. And it's behind center field, so when people come off the pedestrian bridge, they're going to walk right into it.
And, Rick, another divisional opponent after the Cubs will come in, and it'll be the Cincinnati Reds. Can you talk about the 250th anniversary and what you all have planned for that series?
Yeah, it's hard to believe, but, you know, we're celebrating a 250th anniversary as a country. So we have a fireworks show after the game on Wednesday, July 1, and there's a special theme night. So people who can purchase the theme night package get an America's Pastimes T-shirt. So, yeah, there's a lot of pomp and circumstance with the 250th anniversary of the Declaration. So all over the country, I think baseball teams are going to be doing some cool things. So we're excited to be part of it.
Rick Schlesinger, the president of business operations for your Milwaukee Brewers. Thank you, Rick. Go Crew.
Thanks, guys.